Well, we've been checking in on states. Let's visit a couple. Massachusetts has more than 4,900 coronavirus cases. WBUR reporter Carrie Goldberg has been tracking them. And Carrie, some 150 people at Boston hospitals have tested positive. So start there. Are healthcare workers staying on top of this?
Well, they basically are, Robin, although there's a lot of concern about tight supplies of protective equipment here, as there are elsewhere. But, you know, Boston is known as this real medical mecca, and we have several big hospitals that are not overwhelmed at this point. Like last we heard from Massachusetts General Hospital, for example, is that it has 150 intensive care beds, and it can expand to 4. And so far, it has a couple of dozen COVID-19 patients in intensive care. So though we've had about 400 people hospitalized at latest count and 48 deaths, yeah, all of them older people, the care system does seem to be handling it so far. But in preparation for the surge that's expected, we're also starting to see some nursing homes or hospital spaces to handle the virus.
And by the way, Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker announced Friday that anyone coming into Massachusetts has to self-quarantine.
That's right. And you can't help feeling that it's mostly directed at New York City, with New York City being in such tough shape and just a 4-hour drive from Boston. So now there are like electronic road signs on the highways asking people to self-quarantine for 2 weeks. But, you know, Robin, in general, Massachusetts has social distancing, but not a shelter-in-place order. It seems like it doesn't need to get super tough because there is tremendous public support for the distancing measures. A recent poll found almost unanimous support for closing non-essential businesses and for obeying the social distancing measures. And support for Governor Baker and his performance in this crisis is extremely high. And not surprisingly, in this very Democratic state, you know, support for President Trump's handling of the crisis, not so much.
Well, and we should say Governor Baker is a Republican governor. And just briefly, a few seconds we have, the streets are empty. You know, what's the mood here?
I'd say the mood is people are worried about their health and about their finances. But this recent poll also turned up a striking level of resilience, or you could call it fortitude. More than half of people said they thought they could emotionally endure at least a few more months of the current situation.
Yeah. WBUR reporter Carrie Goldberg. Resilience is the word. And Carrie, thanks so much.